Yes, so we're appealing to, I suppose, the local elected states to have tourism at the top of their agenda. Tourism is Ireland's largest Indigenous employer and it supports over 8,000 jobs here in Donegal. So we are, I suppose, looking at a number of points. First of all, we are seeking a 12-month plan which can be derived working closely with the local authorities and state agencies to ensure tourism is spread throughout the year. So whilst I suppose all the hoteliers here in Donegal and nationally are looking forward to a very busy bank holiday weekend and a bustling summer season ahead, it is imperative that the elected candidates look at the bigger picture and include the off-season as priority. So if I give example here in Dunfanaghy, we run a jazz and blues festival in September, which brings in over 18,000 people into the village for over the course of 4 days. So with initiatives like that, throughout the rest of the winter season and throughout Donegal, that these candidates need to be looking at, as I said, working along with the local authorities and other tourism bodies. The other focus that we are obviously looking at is the shortage in housing. That's becoming a huge issue for us here in the hospitality sector, in that it's very difficult for us to attract and retain employees. Obviously, if somebody is seeking employment and they require accommodation and we're not in a position to provide that, or they can't achieve this locally, the job isn't being fulfilled. So, you know, there's kind of a double-edged sword problem there that needs to be addressed. So we're calling on these candidates to look at initiatives and innovative ways to resolve this going forward and putting this at top of their agenda. And also then the other thing, I suppose, that we're looking at is the renewed focus on local government efficiencies. So, you know, at the moment, the grants that are in place in relation to the council rates is just not fit for purpose at the minute. Many of the majority of hotels here in Donegal are not able to avail of the grant that is currently in place because the costs of their rates are much higher than what the eligibility is for the grant. So this definitely needs to be revisited and something needs to be put in place, because we're all hugely and acutely aware that the cost of doing business has become exceptionally difficult over the last number of years. Certainly COVID at the time had a huge impact on our industry with experiencing the closures that we did at the time. I feel that now, since COVID, obviously, we've moved forward and, you know, whilst we have seen huge recovery in our area, the cost of doing business now, as I was explaining, has, you know, become exceptionally difficult, and the price increases that we are experiencing throughout our industry is just making business exceptionally challenging for going forward. And, you know, there's no secret that, you know, the VAT increase has put businesses under significant pressure, and we are calling for, you know, the reduction in the tourism VAT, I suppose, given the importance of this in the tourism to our local area here in Donegal. We are looking for a review of the decision by the government and, at a minimum, a reduction in the rate of VAT down to 9% on food-related services where margins are under tremendous pressure.